It's 93.9 WKYS, commercial-free hip-hop and R&B. Your royal hypeness, Angie Ann, turn your mic. And I've been texting this lady all day. Finally, she hit me back.
I was like, before I take this nap, let me call because it'll never get done.
Alf, we got her live on the radio. From Basketball Wives, it's Miss Evelyn Lozada right about now. She's partying with me tomorrow at Stadium, right?
I don't really agree to do a lot of appearances, but whenever they ask me to come to Stadium, I come because I always have a cool time.
Yeah, yeah. And the environment is cool. It's like, it's just you get to have a fun time. It's enjoyable, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's definitely a cool spot. Hold on one second.
Okay, no problem.
Because Chad tends to peek in.
Is he messing with you right now?
Yes. I'm just like, he always does that. He was like, let me scream in the background.
Hey, look, tell him to feel free. This is, you know, they would love to hear him in the background, too.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
Okay,
hold,
as long as he don't mess you up.
Oh, hell, where the hell did he go? He just ran out and went to another room. We kill him.
Okay. Is he going to, like, sneak up on you and scare you or something?
I don't know. Let me try to get this in real quick. He always does. We do this to each other, though, because whenever he's on the radio, I'm, like, behind him, acting all crazy. Okay.
All right, let's get back to business. Now, you got a book coming up. You hooked up with Young Money, Cash Money, and a lot of people don't know you're a big fan of young people and reading. We got a whole Read Across Maryland campaign, and when I found that out, I said, I got to talk to Evelyn Lozada about reading for the youth.
Right. You know, it's definitely true. I mean, of course, with, you know, these shows, it's so tough because we do positive things and charity events and other, you know, other things, but unfortunately that doesn't ever make the cut, you know? I mean, I've done, you know, a charity event for kids with cancer, none of that, especially last season, and none of that aired. And it's tough because, of course, every time I'm calling you a f***ing bitch, that's going to air, you know, that's what, you know, society, and that's what people prefer to see. And, you know, as sad as it is, it's just part of the business. And,
right.
And you know, there's really not much you can do as far as, you know, having creative control. Now that I'm doing my own show, you know, people will get to see a different side of me and not around a bunch of chicks and arguing and, you know, all that mess that obviously goes on the show.
Well, congrats again on you getting your own show, doing your own thing. Can't wait to see you. Tomorrow is going down. Stadium status.
Yes, my Twitter feed is, you know, I have a bunch of ladies. There's more ladies than men saying they're coming out tomorrow, so it's cool, though. I don't care. I mean, Chad, me and Chad will go to strip club, and he'll be like, you ready to go? Because I'll be on one side having a whole conversation with, like, six or seven dancers, and we're just kicking it,
right.
Talking about our kids and everything we got going on. And he's like, are you ready to go?
You're like, I'm chilling.
Yeah, for sure. But I will see you tomorrow, my love. Thank you for everything.
You got it, y'all. Everybody, can I get a round of applause for Basketball Wives' own Evelyn Lozada, exclusively on 93.9 WKYS.